Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are taking a look some more at God's power. And I do want you to remember now, this is so important, because very often, you know, we'll take a concept and run with it. We'll say, okay, so that's always the way God does things. And no, sometimes we are really just failing to look at what God did here, what he allowed there, what he did here, what he allowed there, so that we can put together all those pieces to so that we see the complete puzzle. We see the complete picture. Very often, I didn't say always, but very often, the proper conclusion is sometimes when it comes to these types of situations, sometimes God handles it this way, and at other times, he handles it that way. Whatever these kinds of situations are, healing, for example, although there are many who teach that God will always heal if you just believe. I won't go into any details now because I've discussed this at length in the past. But when you look at the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, what you find is that when it comes to healing, sometimes God heals supernaturally. At other times, God heals through people via some type of medical process. At other times, in this temporary phase of life, he doesn't heal at all. So that's why I said, you know, very often the proper conclusion is sometimes God does it this way, at other times he does it that way. You know, there are many who would have us believe that God will always prosper his people financially if we just believe. Again, I'm not going to go into details because I've discussed that at length in the past. But when you look at the Word of God, to see the principles, to learn the principles that are contained in his word from Genesis to Revelation, whether you are studying Hebrews chapter 11 and reading about people like Abraham and others who did very, very well financially, materially, or you read about others who lived in caves and in holes in the ground, what you find is that the proper conclusion is when it comes to God financially and materially prospering his people, sometimes he prospers people greatly in this temporary phase of life. At other times, he prospers people modestly in this temporary phase of life. At other times, he doesn't truly prosper people so that they have plenty in this phase of life at all. And the good news is the scripture lets us know that we all can be in faith despite the material condition that we're in, the financial condition. Hebrews chapter 11. Even those people who lived walking about in sackcloth, because that's all they could afford. People who literally lived in holes in the ground, while others had nice, fancy homes, people who lived in caves, his people who loved him. The Bible says that they all died in faith. It's like Elijah's protege, who died from the disease that was in his feet. He died in faith, serving God just as faithfully as he had always served him when he was perfectly healthy. Sometimes God does it this way, at other times he does it that way. That's the proper conclusion for many of the circumstances that face us. So, we're talking about protection. I don't want anyone assuming, concluding that God will always, under every circumstance, provide protection for his people. Sometimes he will, sometimes he will not. Even when his people are being faithful to him. Remember, you study throughout Revelation. One of the things that we discover is that God is going to be allowing his people to really be put through the ringer during the time of the Great Tribulation, because much more important to him than his people being spared financially, being spared in the temporal sense, being spared all of the troubles that we could, that we'll be running into as a result of being faithful to him, being able to keep contain, you know, maintain nice, beautiful homes and great luxurious cars and some of the best clothes. We've already been told people of that day are not going to be able to buy or sell unless they take the mark of the beast. That includes God's people. It especially pertains to God's people. And here's the thing. God is going to allow that to happen. In fact, he's going to allow things to get so bad that not only will his people be suffering financially, etc., again, going hungry, you name it. He's going to allow many of his people to be killed. Yes, he is going to allow them to be killed because he is going to be allowing his people to be put through the ringer so that they can say, they can demonstrate that they love God so much that they're willing even to die for him. Why? Because he's going to have them purifying themselves as he has us, as we should be doing, purifying ourselves. He's going to have them purifying themselves so that in the end, they will be blessed beyond measure. Revelation chapter 7. One of the elders asks the apostle John, beginning at verse 13, "These in white robes, who are they and where do they come from?" The elder answered, John answered the elder, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple." That's going to be exciting. In God's temple, serving him day and night. "And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat." He's letting us know some of the sufferings that those people at that time, the Great Tribulation, are going to go through. Hunger, thirst, merciless, relentless heat. Back in a few.